No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome, everyone, to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 22nd day of May. Welcome, everyone. It's a joy and honor, a privilege that I do not take lightly or for granted, that I get to be here with you and be a part of your spiritual journey through God's Word. And I am so glad that you are here and allowing the Word of God to speak to your heart, to feed your soul, renew your mind, to wash over you, and I hope leave you better than you came here today. Today we read Psalm 95, and then we end today reading Psalm 97, 98, and 99. Just a couple days left in the New International. We begin today, Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King of gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Psalm 97, 98, and the Lord reigns, let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. Lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame, those who boast in idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgment, Lord. For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. He guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits in the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The King is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob you have just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his decrees he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this time together in your word. I pray the prayer of the psalm today. May our hearts never grow hard. May we never forget where you brought us from. I pray we would never forget who we are. I pray we're tired of your voice. We're listening, and that we would never be too busy or too prideful to hear you and to listen for you. Thank you for your word. And thank you for the transformation that it brings to each of us. And I pray all of these things in the name of the Father, Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is a website, that is the free app, that is 2.0. Take a look around at 2.0. Check out what is there. Lots of exciting things for you to check out. So check out the store, the community section, check out the videos, check out the testimonials. You can see your fellow dabbers face to face, and you can put your face up on that screen too. In the minutes time that's available to you, you can tell how the Bible is transformed. Reach out to your fellow community, all within the lines of context for what that is for, that is there and available for all of you. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you. We could not do And we are eternally grateful for each and every partnership. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand section for give on the website. If you need prayer, there are several different ways for you to reach out. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top section. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone. And then right below that to the right, hit chronological, and it will get your call to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page tomorrow. I love you all. Until then, love one another.
Hello, DABC family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio. And I was calling in to pray for In God's Hands. You called and asked prayers over your son and daughter-in-law with this pregnancy. And also just prayers over them for their walk in the Lord. So, dear Lord Jesus, we just lift up In God's Hands, son, daughter-in-law, and grandbaby. We pray over this pregnancy. We pray your protection over the development and growth of this new baby, your creation. I'm thinking of Psalm 139, when you formed us in secret. I pray that they would grow in the knowledge and love of the Lord and trust in him for all things. In Jesus' name. And then Kay from Texas, you called in sensing that your prayer was not as huge or important. And it truly is, because you're concerned about just the financial stability of your home. And so I am just praying for your business to thrive, for your marriage to thrive, for unity of communication between you and your husband, for your twin toddlers at home, for you to be able to balance being a mother and business. I pray that the Lord would bring you people wanting to learn to swim. Such a great gift to have. So I just lift all of those requests up to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Kay from Texas. And this is Mark the Baby Doctor from Dayton, Ohio. I love you all.
Hi, this is Amy from Cleveland. I had called in and asked for prayer requests for my son Anthony and his wife Kayla. They had a high-risk pregnancy. The doctor had said that like 20 weeks that the baby might not be viable. He was possibly discontinuing the birth, the pregnancy, I mean, and they decided to go ahead and keep going, and now the baby is 3 weeks away from the due date, and she's still small but growing well, and they have a lot of hope. So if you could continue to pray for them, that'd be awesome. Again, it's Anthony and Kayla, and I'll let you know how things go, but I am so thankful. This is a praise report that to see the smile on their faces and know that God has been praying for them. So thank you.
This is Corinne Hapich. That's my pen name taken from one of the daughters after Job was restored. I'd like to pray for Christina and all the things that you prayed for back in January for your family also. And I would like to pray, Lord, for rising above. I know what it's like to lose a number of people, and I'm praying for you. And even though that was back in January, also that the Lord will support and help you connect with new people. They never take the place of the people who have gone on before us. However, they are what we need to go on. And in grieving, that's a place that connects easily. So please open their hearts and your heart and Rising Above's heart, that we connect with those you want us to connect with as we go on.
Hi, DABC. This is Resting in God's Shadow. Lift up a lady. She called in regarding her and her husband getting to retirement age, and they were selling their family-owned business that they had in a small rural town. Heavenly Father, I pray your peace over the situation. That's a lot of life changes. That is a lot. Can be very, very stressful. And so, Heavenly Father, I pray your peace. I pray your wisdom and discernment over this, Heavenly Father. I pray that you are ordering their steps, that they aren't making a decision, that they're not making a move without you being involved and inviting you in on the situation, Holy Spirit. I pray that you bring a divine to buy this business. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you are bringing someone that is perfect for this, that is perfect to live in that town if they don't already live there, to raise their family there, to be there, that will care for the community, that will care for their employees that work there, that will have a heart for this business to thrive so the community can continue. Heavenly Father, I pray that this is something that is resolved quickly. I know your timing is perfect, so if it isn't, then I pray that they just rest in you, that they rest knowing that your timing is perfect. But Heavenly Father, I just pray that you absolutely see them in this and that they feel your presence throughout the process from beginning to end, to the appointment with the meeting with the realtor, to the buyer, to everything. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you see us. We thank you that you're involved in everything, and we thank you that you are sovereign and are in control. It is in your mighty name, Jesus, that I pray. Amen.